We've all come to learn that when government at all levels is told there's a problem, their solution is to, right, throw money at it. As we've talked about here often, the problems at the VA nationwide cause frustrations and even health dangers for the military veterans. The VA is supposed to be there to help. After years of pushing the government, did their usual, threw money at the situation with promises of better services and health care at the VA centers across the country. Here to discuss what the promises were versus how the actions have played out is policy analyst with Concerned Veterans for America, Sean Riley. Thanks for being here today, Sean.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And for Concerned Veterans of America, learn more about this issue and other related Veterans Matters CV, the number 4A.org. So, you know, like I said, Sean, the introduction, perfect situation. How tough is it for the government to say, okay, here's more money, go out and spend it, and here's what we need you to spend it on? Seems like a perfect fix. Didn't work out that way, though, did it?
No, it didn't. So what we've seen, I think, recently in VA over the last few years is that Congress has been willing to increase the budget. In fact, it's increased the budget by something close to $100 billion over the last, or since, I think, about 2009. But unfortunately, that hasn't been able to cash out in better service for veterans. I think there's a lot of reasons for that we can maybe talk about. But, the most recent example here is that in 2014, after the scandal there, there was a new appropriation of money. There was a couple of things that were passed. There was a bill that was passed with a few things in it. One was, a part of it was to increase the accountability to allow VA to go ahead and remove bad employees or make it easier for them to. But another piece of that was called what's called a choice program, which was supposed to be to allow veterans to go out into the community if they couldn't get into the VA system to get an appointment in a timely manner and so forth. The reason for that was to, or the goal there was to allow to reduce some of the wait time that was really at the core of the scandal, to kind of alleviate some of that. But that has, according to some research that has been done recently, that has actually not been happening. And part of it too was that VA was supposed to be allowed to, or to be able to hire more healthcare professionals to sort of help alleviate some of that too. And so on one hand, the outcome of that has been that in many cases, veterans have been unable to actually go out into the community, or when they have been the back payment process has been difficult. And in some cases, veterans have actually had their credit harmed by non-payment or payment taking too long. And then on the other hand, VA has actually not hired any more professionals, health professionals, than it would have otherwise. And so apparently what has happened there, according to a report that NPR did this week, is that they simply used the money that they had been appropriated to hire new professionals to go ahead and hire those individuals. But the money that would have otherwise gone to hiring new people, they reappropriated elsewhere. So
was
there
that,
seems to be just a problem with sort of tracking how these dollars are flowing.
So it wasn't like, say, for example, they had $1 billion set aside initially to go out and do hiring. Then along came this $2.5 billion. So instead of $3.5 billion, they said, okay, we got this $2.5 billion. We're going to do the hiring with that, and we'll take this $1 billion and go somewhere else with that money.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wonderful. And by the way, we've talked about here on the show, I think with you previously, that the firing process of VA employees is troublesome and cumbersome, to say the least. The hiring process isn't exactly like we see in the corporate world. If you go into a place, you have the interview, you maybe wait a few days, you have to go take a drug test maybe here and there. And usually within a week, you know whether or not you got the job, and then you start that Monday.
Right.
But the VA, if I understand things right, okay, you go through the process, application, interviews, blah, blah, background check. Okay, you're hired. We'll start you off in 5 months.
Right.
Who's going to wait 5 months for a job?
Right. Yeah. If you're in need of a job, if you're looking for a job, you probably need a job now, not in 5 months. So it seems strange that the wait period would be so long. Yeah, I think that NPR story I referenced earlier had mentioned a girl who had done an internship, I think, and who had been told in May that she would be able to start in like September or something like that. And she ended up not taking the job because even though she was qualified and everything else, she just couldn't wait that long. So, there seems to be an issue here.
Yes, to say the least, Dr. Sean Riley, who's a policy analyst with Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Looking to it, again, let's use the corporate world structure. If I have a nationwide corporation with franchises and we're rolling in profits, okay, it's time for expansion. All the franchises, you all get the mass email. Tell us back here in HQ what your needs are as far as staffing, what you need as far as equipment. We'll divvy up the money. Everyone's going to get what they need. That's just the way the corporate world works.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they tried with the VA. Okay, Los Angeles, what are your needs? Butte, Montana, what are your needs? On and on and on. Problem was, when they started to cut the cards just flew all over the place with no rhyme or reason.
Right. Yeah, it's really difficult to ascertain any kind of rhyme or reason here. I mean, part of it is that VA has a strange structure where it is both overly centralized and bureaucratic, and at the same time, overly dispersed without enough central oversight, where each of the visions that they're called there, or the little areas of control that are kind of almost like fiefdoms without so that there are a lot of bureaucratic regulations that come from the center that aren't able to come from DC that aren't able to kind of effectively meet the needs of those individual areas, but at the same time those individual areas are disconnected from the center, so you kind of have the worst of both worlds in a certain sense where at least if it's overly centralized there is some kind of control that's being exercised there. Or if it's overly dispersed, you at least have the ability to address issues at the local area, in the local area without too much interference from the. But, we're really getting neither of those in VA in a lot of ways. So that, this disconnect between the central office and the visions is really just creates lots of distortions and is not able to allow, as you said, hiring to kind of go where it needs.
Obviously, we have about a minute or so here before we have to wrap up. Obviously, before any operation could be fixed, there has to be a change in the way the culture of the VA operates. Is there any hope that Dr. David Shulkin, who's been the Undersecretary for Health and who's nominee to take over the VA, is there any hope that Dr. Shulkin can change that culture so that things get done more efficiently and logically?
Yeah, well, I mean, culture is a funny thing. It's difficult to kind of it's difficult for any one person to kind of make too big of an impact. But I think Dr. Shulkin has. I'm hopeful because I think Dr. Shulkin has seen kind of the problems. He's been in there for a little while. He kind of understands the problems that are inherent in the system. And I think he at least is open to thinking about, alternative, sort of thinking outside the box about ways to address them. I think from what I hear, I watched his confirmation hearing on Wednesday, he seems open to that sort of thing. Now, we'll see how that plays out because I think many of us were very hopeful about when Bob McDonnell was confirmed. That he would be able to kind of bring a business sense, and in many ways he was unable to ultimately do that. And I think that's for a few reasons, but part of it is just that culture is a notoriously difficult thing to change, especially from a central position. So, for any one person to do too much about it. So we'll see. I mean, but I'm hopeful.
And learn more about this issue, the work of Concerned Veterans for America, to become part of their fight, their battle, and to make more people aware of this and many other situations, unfortunately, which exist that are a detriment to our veterans, CV4A.org. He is a policy analyst for Concerned Veterans for America, Sean Riley. Sean, thanks for being here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.